Well, hey everybody, Jonathan Dorr with you once again for the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. How you doing? Wherever you are in the world, welcome aboard. If you're a new listener, first time, thanks for joining us. Regulars, welcome back and thank you for being part of the journey. Why does this podcast exist? Good question. It exists for a simple reason. We want to encourage Catholic educators all over the world. You're doing an amazing job. You're making a huge difference. You're cooperating with the grace of your baptism and God's going to do amazing stuff through you. You have no idea what you've already accomplished and what he's got planned for you. The Holy Spirit just wants to work through Catholic teachers. Catholic teachers of deep faith who rely on the Holy Spirit, who love the faith and want to share that with young people. That's who we're talking to in this group. And of course, hey, if you're on Facebook, do a quick search for me, Passionate Catholic Teachers. Just jump on Facebook, even while you're listening. I mean, you're not supposed to multitask, but if you did, if you were going to do that and you happened to be near a computer right now and you searched Passionate Catholic Teachers, I'm waiting. If you did that, you'd find a private group there. There's well over 1,000 members now. It's really cool. And I'd love you to join. So do that. Today, I just uploaded a video of my keynote in Boise, Idaho. Had this amazing experience. Flew into Boise, met a whole bunch of great people, and gave a couple of keynotes there, which were just a great joy to do. So come across to the Facebook group and check those out. Now, what are we doing? We're talking about Advent, the beautiful season of Advent. We don't normally date the podcast, but it is the liturgical season. Just started yesterday. I'm recording this here at home in Australia, but so we're a day ahead of the rest of the world in the land down under. But we had the first Sunday of Advent yesterday. And for many years, I didn't focus much on this beautiful season. I mean, I was committed to my faith, but I just kind of cruised along and busy and just kind of rolled up to Christmas. And Advent's beautiful because the church, in her wisdom, gives us shares with us this need to make time and space to prepare ourselves for this beautiful moment. So what I want to do is share with you a wonderful quote from the inimitable, I love that word, always love that word. Let me say it again, inimitable, incapable of being imitated, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Many of you would know the famous Protestant theologian and pastor who was executed by the Nazis in the Second World War. But listen to his quote about Advent. He says this, it's really powerful. He said, "The celebration of Advent is possible only to those who are troubled in soul, who know themselves to be poor and imperfect, and who look forward to something greater to come." One more time. The celebration of Advent is possible only to those who are troubled in soul, who know themselves to be poor and imperfect, and who look forward to something greater to come. All right, what's he saying here? He's going to celebrate Advent, to help our students celebrate Advent. One of the things we need is an awareness of our own contingency, our own need, our own weakness and dependence. These are themes that I didn't used to like as a younger guy. I kind of thought, I reckon I was a bit of a Neo-Pelagian back when I was younger. I kind of thought that if I just strived hard enough that everything would work out. But really coming to learn that, you know, Advent is a time when we get in touch with our own need for a savior. You see, if we could save ourselves, Advent and Christmas and all of it would be unnecessary. We would have just, you know, earned our way into heaven. But as I said in yesterday's podcast, you know, the C.S. Lewis quote that, you know, Advent, that the nativity, that the incarnation is a daring raid on enemy held territory. So what we need to do, listen to this quote again, the celebration of Advent is possible only to those who are troubled in soul, who know themselves to be poor and imperfect, and who look forward to something greater to come. So he's reminding us that it's in this awareness, this poverty, this crying out, that's how we prepare for Advent. You see, we live in a world of perfect people, right? Social media has been such a technological game changer. Between news websites and TV and reality TV and YouTube and all the other social media platforms, we see perfect people everywhere. We see beautiful, perfect people living beautiful, perfect Instagram, Pinterest lives. And we forget that we're all broken and that we're all limited and that we're all in need of a savior. So Bonhoeffer is reminding us of this deep need to prepare our hearts and just to be in touch with that great truth. And not only us, but our students. So I hope in the next few days you'll get a chance to begin to talk to your students and say, hey, let's take a moment to think of those areas of our lives that aren't looking too shiny right now. the areas of depression or anxiety or grief or bereavement or confusion or insecure, all these different areas of our lives where we need a savior, where we haven't been able to save ourselves. That's what Bonhoeffer is telling us. Advent is part of what Advent's about, this preparation of the truth of our own lives and helping young people move beyond narcissism, beyond ego, into an early need, even in elementary school, helping young people understand that here's a chance to prepare your heart to receive this great gift that's coming. All right, friends, there's a bit in that, but I hope you'll take some time just to sit in the chapel and reflect on your need and allow the Holy Spirit just to begin to prepare that soil of your heart for the great, great celebration of Christmas. All right, come and follow me. Twitter, BeingCatholic1, BeingCatholic1. Come find me on Twitter. Instagram, JonathanDoyle47, JonathanDoyle47. You can come find me there, say hi. And of course, I've already mentioned Facebook with Passionate Catholic Teachers. All right, everything else is on the website, beingcatholic.com.au. Come and check that website out. You can find out how to book me to speak. You can see, get a free trial of the Going Deeper program. It's all there, beingcatholic.com.au. God bless you, friends. Last things, please subscribe. Wherever you're hearing this right now, get out your phone and hit subscribe on your podcast app. And please do me a big favor. Would you share this with someone? If you think somebody would be blessed by hearing this message today, would you share it with them? Grab the link and say, hey, listen to this. That would be really wonderful. I'm going to pray for you quickly. Father God, thank you for whoever's listening right now. I'm really praying it's more than just Mom. Thanks, Mom, for listening. But for Father, for everyone else, I just want to pray for them right now. I just want to ask that Holy Spirit, you are going to prepare their hearts and put them in touch with their own need, and that we are broken and that we need your healing. So Jesus, in your name, I ask for preparation of our hearts. Blessed Mother, I entrust every single Catholic teacher listening to this to your prayer and intercession in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, everybody. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast, and I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.